on Simen Reish Pei Dalet, in the middle of Sif Aleph. Let us just start again the Lashon of the Mechaber. Maftirim Banovi Minyono Shel Parshe. We learn the Novi Minyono Shel Parshe. Ve'im peichsin michof aleph psukim, and the minimum amount of psukim are chof aleph. Elim kein solik in yona bebotzer mehochi, kegein eleiseichem svu al zivcheichem. So then we end with less than 21 psukim. Hago v'davke b'shabes be'inen chof aleph psukim. This shir of Chof Aleph Psukim is by Shabbos. Shloisha Psukim l'chol echad min hakruyim. Three Psukim keneged every one of the kruyim. And since Shabbos there are seven kruyim, so therefore we have 21 Psukim in the Haftarah. Avol b'yontev shekeirin chamisha, but yontev there's only five kruyim, sagi b'tezvov psukim, so then it's sufficient 15 psukim. So let us see the second Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Beis, banovi v'atam. What is the reason of the kri and the novi? Ibnei she pam achas gozru gzeira al Yisrael shleyasko b'teire. There was a gzeira from the Malchus that they were not permitted to learn Teire. V'koru b'neviim shive. So they're not learning Teire, so they took a novi. They chose a Novi which the Inyonim and the Novi were similar to what the Parsha was speaking about. V'koru b'neviim shive, so they called up seven Oilim, u'borchu aleim, and they made brachas. K'neged ashive shoyetzrichim lalois v'likreis b'teire. That means there was a takonim to learn the Torah with seven kruyim. Now they were unable to be mekayim this takone, so the next best they made a kriya of seven kruyim in the novi. Leho yekayrin im kol echad pachis mishloish psukim, and each oile learned three psukim. Rei ben kulam chafal psukim. Lekach, afar pi shegzeira botlo. Even though this gzeira became botl, so now Klal Yisrael had again the capabilities to lane the parsha with seven oilim. Minhagam loy botl, but this minig that they had originated did not become bottle. Umishemochi tiknu shamafta yikra benovi loipoches michof aleph psukim. So there was a takone. Now we don't have seven oilim in the novi, but since then in the eis sore there were 21 psukim keneged for the seven oilim, so they were misakin that now we learn 21 psukim from the novi. And they made a takone that this oil and the novi should lain the Torah first. Mipnei kvoida Torah. Kama yishe kosam da besimen reish pei beis b'mishnabure siv koten chavches. That means, theoretically, if all we want to do is we want to be mamshech the minig that originated b'shas agzeire to continue to lane the novi, so theoretically they should lane the novi. That's it. Not you should have the oile lenavi should be also oile leteire. But if the oile lenavi would be oile alone to the navi, so it would seem that the navi and the teire are equal. These seven the oile leteire, he's oile lenavi. So bishum kvayda teire, they were masakin that even the oile lenavi first has to be oile leteire. Vivarich hamafter sheva brachas. The one who's oile lemafter makes seven brachas. What's the seven brachas? Tahainu shtei brachas shemavoich ala teire lefoneo lachel asher bocha bono asher nosa lono v'achas ala novi lefoneo v'arba lachel. So he makes seven brachas keneged shive shekoru b'teire. So these seven brachas and the novi are keneged the seven oilim l'teire. Now let us see further the Rama. V'loi niskino ha'av teire rak betzibor acher shekoru b'teire. This takone that we learned the mafter, this takone was only niskan a tzibor that learned the teire. There was shiva oilem la teire, so there was a takone we should be mamshech and should be another oile should learn the half teire. Avo belav hochi, but what is if you don't have any oilem la teire? You don't have a sefer teire. You have a navi, but you don't have a sefer teire. Also likrois im habroches shelefoneo ulacher. So you do not learn the haftoire with the broches. That means the takone to be oile lemafter with the seven broches is only if there was previously a kriya of sheva kruim betoire, then we are mamshich with another oile lemafter. If you want to learn the Avtoira without any brachas at all, that's no problem. But the takone to make the seven brachas was only said if there were previously seven oilim. Zok the Mishnah Brura, avo belav hochi, kigain shleihoyelem sefer Torah likreis bo, they did not have a sefer Torah. If they didn't have a sefer Torah, so finished, then there's no takone of kriyas av Torah. Ve'imkaru b'sefer Torah, ve'nimtzeis achar hakriya shehi psula. They learned in a sefer Torah, and after the kriya, they found out that it's possible. Now, I'd like to mention in Mishnah Brura Simin Kuf Mem Gimel Sifkoten Yud Gimel, he says as follows, and this Chiluk Hedeis, Al Halacha we paskin, Im Nimtza, if one finds a tois in a Sefer Torah, Acher Shekvar Kora HaSedre, that means they finished learning the Sedra, and after the last oile says Noisen HaTorah, he squints a little bit and he sees, oh, Shem HaShemayim, one of the Oisiyas is split, or there's an Egiya. But that's after they learned the Torah, also Lehem HaKriya. So B'diyavid, that means if you find it before, there's a whole parsha what to do, a whole sugya. What do you do now if you have a puzzle, a sefer Torah? But there's a bechina of ignorance is bliss. That means if they first found out that the Sefer Torah is posel after the Kriya, they were Yotze the Kriya. They were Yotze the Kriya. That means B'diavad, if they learned already the Sedra, and then they found out it's a posel of Sefer Torah, they were Yotze the Kriya. They don't have to go to another shul. Donish, they were Yotze. So now, so he says, V'imkoru b'Sefer Torah, they learned the Sefer Torah, V'nimtza acha Kriya shehi psula, after the Kriya, they found out that it's posel. So, Abu Lamaisa, they were Yaitze, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So, Afilahochi, Maftir and Achel. So, even though now they found out it's posel, but since they were Yaitze with that Kriya, so they can continue making the Birchas of Torah. Mavochim Abrochis, Lefoneo Lachel. Vayim Bebir Alochim. Im ein Eruf, anu Shaila. You had a place that they learned the Torah, and they all they have in this Mokim is a Sefer Torah. There's no Chumash, there's nothing. So now, maybe in someone else's house, someone has a Chumash in his house, but there's no Eruf. So they learned the Torah here, and in Reuven's house there's a Chumash. And the Chumash can't get to where we learn because there's no Erev. Im ein Erev, sheyecholem lohavi hanavi oya Chumash bebeis haknesses lahavter. There's no Erev to bring a Chumash. And we learned the Torah. Is Hulchen Asore, so there were at least ten people by the Kriyas HaTorah in the shul. Hulchen Asore, so 10 of these people go, Umavtirim Bebayi Shemunach Shom, so they go there.
Any ten.
They all can go for all practical purposes. So everyone can go. At least 10 have to go. So now you have 10 people who were by a Kriyas HaTorah. These 10 people are chayiv to lain the mafta. There's a chayiv to lain the mafta. That means the mafta was also oila there. The mafta was oila in the shul. So that means there were 7 oilim, and then they called up the 8th oila for mafta. And then after they called up Dave Hoyle for the mafta, they look around for chumash, and there's no chumash to be seen. So hechin asore maftirim bebayish shemunach shom, or bebirchas avtoire gam came, and there they'll make birchas avtoire. Derei mikol mokim koru betoire tchile, af apish lehoyo ba'isei mokim. Even though they did not lay the Torah in that house, but there was a Kriyas HaTorah. These 10 people were by Kriyas HaTorah. These 10 people are mechuyev in mafta. In the shul, there's no chumash, there's no navi. So if we can go to another house and lay there the mafta, this mafta is the haftorah after the Kriyas HaTorah. And Dirshe brings down a very interesting shaila. He brings down from the Marsham as follows. But if you don't have such a mazel, here we have a mazel in someone's house, there's a chumash. But if you don't have such a mazel, you have a shul with a sefer Torah, and that's it. You don't have anything else. So the Marsham says, so like this. So if it's a normal Shabbos, so you just call up Shiva Kruyim. You're not going to call up, you're not going to say Kaddish and call up an 8th Koyrei for Mavta, because you're not going to say Mavta. You don't have Mavta, you don't have where to go. So you just say the Shiva Kruyim and a Guten Tag, and then you say Kaddish afterwards. Because the sole purpose to call up the mafter is to say mafter, but you're not going to say mafter, so what are you calling up the mafter for? But he says, what is if it's yontif? So yontif, besides the Maftah, the Maftah is the Kriya of the Parshas Amosafim. In Rosh Chodesh is a new Kriya. So even though there will not be a Maftah, and we had already the Chamisha Oilem, Al Siyontev will call up a sixth Oilem for the Parshas Amosafim, and finished. And then then will be oila the Torah, even though there's no mafta. Siv beis imchal reish chodesh b'shabbes. What happens if it's reish chodesh and Shabbos? So like this, when with the bracha after the avtoire. Let's just give two cases and then we'll see what we're talking about. Normally, if you say the Avtoire Shabbos, and Shabbos you say, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos, that's the last bracha of the Avtoire. If it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, you say, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. It's Shabbos, it's Yom Tov, so we say, and the Chesime we say, Mekadesh Shabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. Now, we'll explain this soon. But here he says, what is if it's Rosh Chodesh? So, do we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Rosh Chodeshim? Or we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos? That's the deal over here. So now, Imchal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos Ein ha-maftir maskir shal Rosh Chodesh klal. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh. You just say, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. V'yesh oimrim, sh'af arpi sh'ayne maskir b'chsime shal Rosh Chodesh, even though by the chsime you only say, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, maskirin oisoi b'soich ha-broche. But in the broche, in the middle of the broche, you do mention Rosh Chodesh Omer Hashem HaManoich Hazeh V'Shem Rosh Chodesh Hazeh D'Sosh HaYashem V'Aminik Hesvor HaRishoyne. The meaning is you don't mention Rosh Chodesh, period. Now we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why. Ein HaMafter De Ilmolei Shabbos Einovi B'Rosh Chodesh. That means like this, why are we saying the Maftar? We're only saying the Maftar because it's Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, you don't say a Maftar. There's no chiv to say Rosh Chodesh Maftar. It's Rosh Chodesh. You have four oilim and finish, and then you say Kaddish. There's no Maftar Rosh Chodesh. So the whole Sibbe, we say the Maftar, is because of Shabbos. So the bracha, we mention Shabbos. It's Rosh Chodesh also, Gevaldik. But we are not saying the Maftar because of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Kriyas Hanavi Urak Mishum Shabbos. So now, and there should be something very, very interesting. So let's make a cheshbon nefesh. Let's talk about Chol HaMoed Pesach. Chol HaMoed Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Pesach. So lechayre now Chol HaMoed, we don't say Maftar Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is not chayv and Maftar. Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, so is like Rosh Chodesh. So we should mention Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's all. It's Chol HaMoed Pesach, Gevaldik. But the Pesach is not a mechayiv to say the Avtoire. Chol HaMoed, you don't say Avtoire. It would be Yom Tov shall Pesach and it's Shabbos. So then there are two factors why we say the Maftar. We say the Maftar because it's Shabbos. We say the Maftar because it's Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you also say a Maftar. So Memele, so there, Bishas the Chesime will say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. That's Yom Tov shall Shabbos. But if it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so the sole reason we say that Maftar is only because of Shabbos. So it's Mamish like Rosh Chodesh. So say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Gevaldik. Now, it would ask us, now let's, that's Chalamoid Pesach. Let's talk about Chalamoid Sukkis. Shabbos Chalamoid Sukkis. So you'd ask us, so we'll say, we're Bekiyim now. Chalamoid Sukkis is just like Chalamoid Pesach. The Chalamoid you don't say after. So Chalamoid Sukkis say, Boruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's Gevaldik. If you'll ask Alamdin, but if you look into the Mahzah, you'll see there it says, Boruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisroel V'Hazmanim. So now, Kan Shoyel HaBen Shem HaShemayim. Why Chalamoid Sukkis do you say Mekadesh Shabbos V'Yisroel V'Hazmanim? Chalamoid is not a Mechayev of Mafter, so it's mamish just like Pesach. So on Dirshu he brings down, the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason. The reason is difficult to understand, but Chalamoid Sukkis is more choshuv than Chalamoid Pesach in the sense that each day you bring different korbanos. Each day is a yomtiv b'fnei atzmai. So even though you don't say the haftarah because of this yomtiv, but since it has a cheshivas of a yomtiv, so Chalamoid Sukkis you say Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisroel V'Hazmanim. Agavuchi brings the goin, holds not like that. So the goin holds you just say Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. But you look in all the machzorim, it says Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisroel V'Hazmanim. If someone says Baruch Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos and start banging, so you can say, well, I hold like the goin. Aval kaponim, if that's what, I don't know. if the Lamai said the mini koilam is not like that, perhaps he can save face with that, but he shouldn't do that. But some of the mini koilam is to say by chalamayt suki say Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisroel V'Hazmanim. Fine. Now, Siv Gimel. Tzorich lechaven lebirchais hakoyrim batoyre lebirchais hamafter. Now here poshet it means tzorich lechaven, it means lechaven lishmoya. That's what it means. One should be mechaven every Shabbos to listen to the brachas of the koyre batoyre, to listen to the brachas to the one who says mafter, v'yana achayim amen, and he should answer amen. That means it seems there's a special din on Shabbos. He should make sure to listen to the brachas and to say amen on the brachas. Why? What's the special din in Shabbos? V'yalu loy lahashlim minyan meya brachas. That means every Shabbos we have a problem like this. There's a takone from David HaMelech to say Meya Brochis Bechol Yoim, and Shabbos we have a shortage. Shemen Esrei, so Memele, we don't say the Meya Brochis. So Memele, in order to be Mashlam the Brochis, so one should listen to the Oile LaTorah. And he should answer Amen and L'chaparayin these brachas. Now, Tzorich lechavein. V'alkein. Now, if the tzibur is going to be yoytze the meya brachas that they hear from the oile l'toire, v'alkein ha-mitzvah al ha-oilem sheyevorchu bekoil rom kedei shekol hakol yishmu v'yuchlu lanei somein. So that means if you have a tremendous base medrash, then perhaps the oile is a shtikl bayshin, he has to be misgaber and his bayshonus, and he has to clear his throat and say loud the brachas that everyone should be able to hear the brachas and to answer amen. Achreim amen. Now we're going to see something very interesting. Well, That is the shaila of lumen achai b'meya brachas. So that's resnoshim beisachnet. Da yedei anias amen choshuv ki ilu hoya mevorech laatzmai. By answering amen, it's equivalent ki ilu he said a bracha himself. Now I'd like to elaborate for 3 minutes on what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, and we'll hear Merdike Chidushim. The Rambam in Hilchis Brachis, Perik Aleph, Aloch Yud Aleph, says as follows: Kol Hashemeya Broche min HaBrochais, person who heard a Broche, Mitchilo va'atzoifo, he heard the whole broche from beginning to end. V'niskaven lotzis bo yedei chayvo, saying he was miskaven to be yoitze with the broche. Yotze, he's yoitze. That means he didn't want to be yoitze him. He wanted to be yoitze. He's yoitze. Va'af al pi shloi ono amen. Even though I didn't answer amen, there's a klal shemeya ke'oine, I heard the broche, you were mechaven to be moitzi me, I was mechaven to be yoitze with your broche, your yoitze. One aloche. Now the Rambam continues a second aloche. V'chol ho'oine achar ha'mevorech, a person who answers amen after the mevorech, it's just like he said the broche. Now from the Lashon Rambam we would see there's two dinim. There's one din, I could be yoitze with Yenim's broche. If he had kavon, I had kavon. I'm yoitze with his broche. Shemeya ka'oine. I don't have to say a word. There's a second din, if you answered amen, it's ke'ilu, like you said the broche. A Rambam. Let me just tell you a goin in Mesechtes Broches, a moiradike goin, which is perhaps very nageya. There's a shaila in Tosfos. There's a klal of shemeya koine. I hear what Yen is saying, and I'm chavon to be yoitze. I'm yoitze shemeya koine. We know there's such a concept. Now, what is the din shemeya koine? If I hear the words, we hear about a woman, a yidene, never went to Beis Yaakov, never had an art scroll siddur. They're saying kiddush. She doesn't understand one word that is being said. She doesn't understand. Her mother didn't understand. She doesn't understand. But she listens to the bracha. You'll give her a questionnaire after the bracha. Could you please tell me what was said in this bracha? I don't know. Al kaponim, but she heard the bracha. They told her, have a kavanah to be yaitzah, and be yaitzah with the bracha. If there's a machloikis harishainim, if she's yaitzah. What's the machloikis? Because it could be the din other rishainim hold shemeya kaina. Does that mean I hear Chinese? Shemeya means I understand what I hear. But if I don't understand what is being said, words are being said, but I don't understand one word. There's no din of shemeya kaina. That's other rishainim. Other rishainim hold, no. I heard all the sounds, all the words. I'm yaitza machlekes. Zok tegoin. Now, if we will say there's no din of shemeya koine if she doesn't understand, fine. There's no din. What will be the din if she said the kiddush? She said the kiddush. She knows how to daven. The same thing. She said all the words. She doesn't understand one word she said, but she said all the words. Then there's no shaila whatsoever. She said kiddush. She understands. She said the words. She yaitze. because she said it. In Shemeya Koine, there's a Shaila. Zukte Goin, what if she didn't say it, but she said Amen? Amen is just like she said the words. So Memeila, if she said Amen, so that means so could be Al Saloch of Shemeya Koine, if she doesn't understand what is being said, there's no, she's not Yoitzu with his Bracha. But answering Amen on the Bracha, is just like I said the bracha. Now that's so. Now the Mishneh Berurah, what we just are over from the Loshon Rambam and the Goyin, L'chayre the Mishneh Berurah says this in five words. Achreim Amen Dal Yedei Anias Amen Choshev Kilu Hoya Mevorech La'atzmai. When he says Amen, it's just like he said the bracha. Now let us explain why, what the Mishneh Berurah is saying over here. So there's a Mordechai Prima Godem, and Rabbi Kevege brings down the Prima Godem. The Prima Godem says the whole concept of Shemeya Keoine only applies, let's say someone's, I want to put on my talis and you want to make, want to be meitzi me with the bracha, so you'll say Lisata Betzitzis. I listen to all the words. I'm Yaitza with your bracha. This is a concept of Shemeya Koine. He says, but if there were seven oilim l'teire, I'm Yaitza with their bracha. I'm sorry, I'm not mechuyev in the bracha. The whole Bilchus HaTeire is only for the oile. I don't have to be yoitze with your bracha, and he's not mechaven to be moitzi me. The oile is a halacha. Ha oile le teire has to be mevorich als kovet da teire. A gavucha, a maimer, a musge, others hold that by parsha zocher and parsha shkolim, there the mevorich is moitzi the oile. We won't go there. He's moitzi the oile with the bracha, but. But we're speaking about a Kriyas HaTorah of the whole year. It's not pshat that the seven oilim in the Mafta is Moitzi the oilim, because they're not mechuyev in the Broche, and they weren't oile seven times, eight times. He didn't get Mafta, he didn't get Shlishi, he didn't get anything. He's not Yoitza with the Broche. So the what?
So I drink water, so I say the bracha is to amen chuyev. They are not for years, not chuyev to still say the bracha. So he's amen. What does the amen do to him?
He's not drinking any water. He's just answering, "Amen, you're broche." No, no, that's that. If he doesn't, there's another din. I feel I hear half a broche. I should also answer amen. But I'm answering amen. Yeah, but over here, we have here a big problem. It is Shabbos. We have to say meya broches. And I don't have meya broches. I'm sure the peiris, and I don't have meya broches. So here, if I hear the bracha is mechaven lishmoya, not lotzeis, he listens to the bracha and he answers amen on the bracha. Not I was yoitza with your bracha, but it's kilo I said the bracha in my account of meya brachas. So all the brachas that I heard and I answered amen is keilo I was a mevorech. But not I'm yoitza with your bracha, but saying amen after bracha is like he was a mevorech. Now, so that's, and there's a guy, the whole tumul, he brings down, there's a machlokes, the Matei Ephraim and Reb Chaim Kalievsky, ish could answer Bochu Bor Shemoy. The Matei Ephraim says you could answer, and the Reb Chaim Kalievsky says you shouldn't answer. If you want, it's like you said the Broche, so you want to, Omein is like I said the Broche, so you just listen to the Broche and say Omein, then it's Keilu, I said the Broche, Legabi Meya Broches. The answer Bochu Bor Shemoy, Bochu Bor Shemoy, Bochu Bor Shemoy, it could be it's a hepsik. What?
The Baal Peros says Amen, and then he lays the Torah.
So
what is he, his amen is?
Oh, same thing. He has the same problem. Unless his wife bought a whole bunch of pay. He has the same paris. This is also domain. He's hearing his brachas. He's saying domain. It's the same amen. He just says it louder. Yeah. Ein lanes amen ach emes v'tzedek she'ayimim b'brocha she'achar avtoirem. He says emes v'tzedek she'ayin z'asiyim brocha. B'chein ein lanes amen ach anamorim b'emes she'anem b'brocha she'lifnei avtoirem. D'zeh gam kein brocha aches ima she'omar achekach brocha t'Hashem ha'boicha b'toire d'zuhi chsimoso. Fine. Now we're going to have Moiradike Chidushim. Cotton Yocher Lahafter. A cotton can say Mafter. Gewaldig. Hago. Vim Koroi Le Mafter. Mi She Eino Yoidea Loimar Haftere. They called up to the Mafter someone who doesn't know to say the Haftere. He doesn't know. Yeah, he doesn't know. He doesn't know the trap. He doesn't know the, whatever. He doesn't know. Yochel acher laomro. So someone else can say the avtoire. Avol lechatchile also lasois kain. That's b'diavad. You didn't know. B'diavad. You called them up and does so. Someone else can say the avtoire. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll try a little to explain. Sagt der Mishnah Berurah. Mi she'eino yodea, haino she'kore mitchila akoten b'toire, l'shem after. Yeah, they called them up the same after. V'acher kach nimtze she'eino yodea leimar avtoire. He doesn't know how to say them after. V'chein begodol ki agavna. Or the same case will be by a godol. Yochel achel loyma haftoire ubilchayseh. Yenna can say the haftoire with the brachas. Ta'av shetiknu sham after yikra betoire tchilim nekvayda toire. And I'm saying it, and someone else is saying it. Become ok medieved amrini shigam bezeike kovid le toire. שניקר הדובו שקורי בתוירה בתחילו לשם מפטר. So there's also covered the Torah, even though someone else is saying the brochus and the mafter, but they'll put two and two together. Shrei hifzik bekadish mikoidim. So everyone sees clearly the whole reason they called him up is because of the mafter. והפרימי גודם כוסף דמיוכל הקופונם לי ממילה במילה כשמקרן מויסוי. טוב יויסי שהוא בעצמי שקורא בתוירה לשם אבטא יוימה אחר כך אבטוירה בחיסר גם כן. So the prima goda means to say, if you can say, you can be makriyim, that means that the haftoire hadavor, and I'll say hadavor, and you'll have this whole haftoire, and he'll say it out loud himself, that's preferable. But let's go to the next. The next Mishnah Berurah, which is Moiradik Negei, Avol Chatchilo. Hainu she'ein koiren lemafter mishlo yeide achekach likrei savtoire gam kein. We will not call up somebody to the mafter who does not know to say the mafter. Obizmaneinu shaminik bekamo mekoimis lichtoiv neviyim al klav ubeglile kisayfe toire. If you have a klav. Vim kein akoire binovi hu moitzi kol atzibur ki kriye seifer teure. Lachein afilu chathila muta likreis lemafter, afilu mi shein yidei likreis banovi baatzmoi. Now, if you have a klav, so you can call someone, even though he doesn't know to learn from the klav, duhu yoyme kol abroches, והשליח ציבור יקרא הפתוירה כמו שקוירה בספר תוירה. Now, I'd like a little to elaborate over here. And the Mishnah, if we dive in the Losh to Mishnah Berurah, he says, if there's a klav, V'mkein ha-koyre b'novi hu moitzi kol ha-tzibur k'kriya sefer Torah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah l'choyre is saying as follows. If there's a klaf, so then he's moitzi the tzibur. The Bal Koyre is moitzi the tzibur. He's moitzi the oile. So just like by the Sefer Torah alone, the Oile says the Brachas, and the Bal Koyre is Moitzi the Tzibur with the Kriya. There's no problem. He's Moitzi the Oile, he's Moitzi the Tzibur, and that's called his Oile. But that his Oile, he's Oile the Torah, and the Bal Koyre is Moitzi him plus the Tzibur. Now, if you do not have a klaf, so L'choyre, you cannot, this is what there's a Chivas Chassam Sofer that says this. If you don't have a klaf, you can't be Moitzi the Tzibur with the Haftarah. And we're going to have later, if you don't have a klaf, so the proper thing to do is that everyone should quietly say the Haftarah together with the person who's saying the Haftarah. So now let's understand this. They're saying quietly because he can't be mighty them. He doesn't have a klaf. He's saying it loud because that's the seder. That means we don't have a klaf. I can't be mighty you. But the seder, the takona of the Haftorah is that you're calling up Reuven. Reuven is saying the Haftorah loud. That's how they called me up. I'm saying the birch. I got Ali in the Torah. I said the birchas Haftorah. I'm saying the Haftorah loud. I can't be mighty you because I don't have a klaf. So you lynch the lay. But that's called I was oile lemafter. Because I'm saying it loud. I was a little after. I said the Haftorah. But what will be if you call up Reuven and Reuven doesn't know how to say the Haftorah. So who's going to say the Haftorah? The Bal Koyre. So, and the Bal Koyre is not Moitzi Reuven. He's not Moitzi anybody. So it's a very modern mice over here. So you called up Reuven, and Reuven said the birchas Haftorah, and then the Bal Koyre lanes the Haftorah. So what's Reuven doing here? He's saying the birchas Haftorah. It's very modern. So I just like to say over two things. We only have really time for one thing. We'll say over one thing. The second thing we'll have to wait till tomorrow. Yitz Hashem. So Rabbi Yankiv says in Emes Liakiv, Rabbi Yankiv says as follows. Rabbi Yankiv says, Ma'oid yesh lahakpid shaloi likroi lemafter misha eina yodeya eina yochel likrois esa haftoire. You shouldn't call up such a person. Loi laharshe she'echod yevoich vabez yikro. Elim ken koire mitoich haklav. If you lay mitoich haklav. Umeitzien al yedezes hatzibur. So then, so everyone is yoitza with this kriye. And I'm making the broche. So this is just like the kriya satoireh, that everyone is yoitza with the kriya, and I make the broch. I'm oiler for the kriya, but it's called I'm also yoitza with the kriya. It's just like I say, he's moitzi me also. But if it's not a klaf, say he's not moitzi me. So why am I different than Yankel who's sitting down? Yankel sitting down just as Elich the Haftorah is still ate. He doesn't make any brachas. Chas v'shalom. And I make the brachas and finished. And after I finish, everyone tells me, Yashkoyach, Baruch Hashem, I made a nice Mishaberech, fine. What's pshat in this? So therefore, he holds that this shouldn't be done. But the Yevid, if it's done, it's done. So now we have a kasha and the mini goylam, but that as long as tomorrow's before Shabbos, we'll be able to wait till tomorrow, Yitz Hashem.
Do people know about this?
What?
Do people know about this? It's a problem.
That's live and learn, what?
I don't think people know that they're not
Yitz. That's right, that's what we're learning, the lochis. Yosef Das, Yosef Machiv.
Und dann, da, so die Leute,